Hello, welcome to Nerdy Paws, where we're going to talk about some nerdy stuff and we're going to talk about some furry stuff. I'm Barbershop Wolfie.
This is Flynn Roush.
And we're going to be your hosts on this little excursion into podcasting. We've never done this before. This is our very first one. So, yeah, welcome.
I'm squeeing, like, a little bit.
I'm kind of squeeing, too, but I'm also trying not to sound like a complete dummy.
Yeah, I'm like shaking my paws. I'm like, wee. Yeah, okay, so anyway.
So our topic tonight is going to be fursonas and just sort of choosing them and our sort of personal do's and don'ts list of doing it. So
yeah, this isn't going to be intended to be a definitive list at all because there are, you know, probably as many exceptions to these rules as there are personas that obey them, but it's just a couple of, you know, couple of little things that we can perhaps point you in the right direction in terms of refining your own, especially if you're thinking about writing or getting art done.
Yeah, because like the number one rule, I think, in like sort of the first and last rule is there are no rules.
Yeah, exactly.
In a lot of ways, but still, despite that, here are some rules that we came up with. So, do you want to go first, Flynn?
Okay. First of all, obviously you need to pick a species, but you should pick a species that not only you feel you identify with, like, kind of like your personal totem, but also you should take a little bit of time getting to know the species that you choose or that you feel chooses you. So if you're like, oh yeah, you know, I really like the way a pangolin looks, but you don't know anything about pangolins, then you probably, Wikipedia should be your first stop and figure out
yeah, definitely.
What do they do, what do they look like, where do they live, what do they eat, what are their habits like, you know, and since this is the fandom and it being what it is, you should probably find out some of the finer points of their anatomy and how that works, if you so choose to include that. And if you live in the
part of the furry world that we do.
Yeah, well, which is an admittedly large portion. It's not all there is, but it's a large portion. And just in case anybody is curious, a pangolin is like, they're kind of like a scaly anteater type creature. But anyways, if you wanted to be one of those, and it's not a really widely used kind of character, you know, you should know details. So something is like, oh, a pangolin, what's that? And you're like, oh, well, it's a scaly anteater, and, you know, blah, 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 all the details. Some people are like, hey, cool, and then raise their tail for you or whatever. So so kind of step the first is pick a species, one that you relate to, and then kind of learn a little bit about it so that you can kind of talk freely about it. And that'll kind of help get you into the mindset of your sona. Your
awesome.
Turn.
Okay. I was just saying, like, do you want me to go? So, my first thing is sort of the same thing as yours. Just like pick an animal or a species or some sort of critter, because like we are in the furry fandom. Pick a critter that you like and something that you're going to stick with. Because for the longest time, I just sort of went through these phases where I shifted, you know, what I wanted to be. Like sometimes I was a mouse, sometimes I was a wolf, and then sometimes I was like something completely different. And
well, you're a mouse.
And now you're squeeing.
Yeah. pet.
I wanted to be a mouse for a while because I mean you know me, we chat on instant messenger all the time, you know how dorky and nerdy I am all the time. I felt like it fit me. But and some people will circumvent that altogether by like making their persona like a shapeshifter, which mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not sure I totally agree with it. I'm like, that's kind of cheating. But I mean, hey, it's the first rule is that there are no rules. So that was my first thing, which is essentially the same thing as yours. But my other thing that I'm going to mention, just to sort of like say something different than you for my first thing, is think of your persona like an avatar. Like, and I mean that also in the James Cameron Avatar sort of way. Like, it's you, but it's also not you. So don't fret if it doesn't, like, walk and talk and quack exactly like you do. because it's not really you.
It's kind of like an idealized version of yourself. At least that's how I see mine.
Yeah.
You know, he's probably more patient and tolerant and universally loving than I am. It's just the way that I don't really have the patience to be, but it's, you know, the essence of my Sona is me.
Yeah.
You know, so he, if I were to delightfully turn into a blue husky waking up tomorrow morning, then, you know,
your life would be complete.
Well, I mean, I'm far away from my mate, but, well, my life wouldn't be complete, but it wouldn't affect a massive change if I were to suddenly become who my Sona is. In fact, I'd probably be better off that way.
Yay, furries.
Yay. Okay, anything to add on that one before we go to the next point?
Nope, I think the ball's in your court, Flame.
Okay. And return serve. This is kind of an internet pointer as well. And also, if you're of the breeding kind, if you have children, this can apply to them as well. But for the love of God, give your creations pronounceable names. The human eye doesn't know what to do, or at least the English speaking eye doesn't know what to do with X's and Q's and terminal H's and apostrophes and hyphens all in the same word. It's too much.
Oh my gosh! And
It's too much. And if you plan to do this, you know, can you at least do it with only one of your names?
Yeah. it's one thing if it's your last name and you can't choose it, like.
Yeah. Like, if you want to have like a bunch of X's and Q's, and then that, like if you want your name to be QOX, oh god, that's horrible.
Because that would obviously,
no, that would just be Cox. that's okay, but like QOZHXILZ is like, what?
It's Quetzalcoatl, but you anagrammed it.
Yeah, exactly. So it shouldn't look like you threw the last half of the alphabet in a blender and just kind of threw it on a page. I'm all about using non-traditional letters. I have a couple characters with Y's. I got a couple characters with X's. You know, it's fine. Now, but then again, they're all names that are based on real life names. But use your imagination. Like I do love it when people come up with, you know, really cool inventive names to give themselves. But
use non like uncommon letters sparingly.
Cause... Yeah, like it shouldn't look like Orcish. let's put it that way.
Like Tolkien look at me like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, exactly. Think, I don't know, like what? Think like Italian, because like Italian reads very much like it looks, but stay away from, say, like Czech or Hungarian, which is like,
oh lord,
it has like C Z S like all in a row, and you're like, I have no idea what to do with that. So
you just look at it and you're like, I give up, I quit.
Be inventive. Pick a name that, you know, speaks to you. I just kind of, I don't even know. Actually, like, when we get to the end, I'll tell you how I came to my name. But, yeah, pick a name that's, for the love of God, pronounceable. If it is not pronounceable, in so choosing, you waive your right to be offended by people mispronouncing it. So keep that in mind.
All right, so next thing on mine is, sort of, I think, what your next thing was going to be, because we sort of discussed what we were going to talk about before we actually, you know, hit the record button, is that your persona should have some personality. And I think what you said, Flynn, is you said something like, you know, pick two or three things about you that's just sort of going to be like your primary identifiers. Like, you know, with you, it's like you're blue,
yep.
You're a husky,
yep.
You wear glasses. And that's,
yep.
Like, you know, broadly speaking, that's about it. Like mine is, I'm a red wolf, the species, not the color. Like I'm not, because I have to reiterate that to everyone, because they're like, oh, so like what color red are you? Or like blood red? And then I'm like, no, I'm like brown.
Are you like whore red?
Yeah. Are you slutty red? Are you so slutty that you're almost hot pink? But
wait, your middle name is Rufus, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
I did that on purpose.
Name.
Yeah. Okay. Canis Rufus. I did that yeah, that's another reason that I came up with my persona's middle name, which is not actually my real name. Surprise, surprise. But, yeah, mine is sort of like I'm a red wolf, I wear a hoodie, and I am usually seen without pants, which sounds really horrible.
No, pantsless is the new fully clothed.
Especially just in the furry world, because, you know, you have
at least
fur.
The circles we run in.
Yeah, we run in some strange circles, if you didn't
know. Not really.
Well, they're strange to normal people.
Yeah, true. Okay.
That's to
true.
Furries, it's just sort of like, oh, hey, so you hang out with those guys. Cool.
So 1 to 3 memorable characteristics. They can be physical, or they can be personality traits, or they can be one or the other, or mixed or combined. It's kind of hard to do with character traits, because the only thing that's immediately memorable is how much of an asshole your character can be. If your character is a total dick face, like, that's memorable, but it's the wrong kind of memorable.
It's not like, you know, memorable, like, man, that person's really awesome, I should, you know, hang out with them again. It's like, I know who I'm not hanging out with next time I'm online.
And again, this could apply a little bit more to RPing, more so, where you get a little bit more of the character development happening, or writing. Because if you have a character whose motivation is completely inscrutable to, you know, either your RP partner or to your reader, they're going to be like, why do I care about this person? but you could have them talk a certain way, or like one of my characters, my gamer nerdy ferret character, he talks in like math lingo and leet speak. So like he calls people like noob, like he uses it, like me, except Flynn doesn't do that, but
that's adorable.
He'll say like, yeah, man, you're such a noob, or like, oh man, you know, I totally raffle stomped that test, I got a 95. And like when he's like typing out, he spells, you know, he's gonna call somebody a freak, he would spell ferq like after the math function for frequency. So
I was thinking, what, like when you were saying he uses lots of math lingo, I was thinking of the show Adventure Time, where like the word algebraic is like a word that means awesome or something, or like it's an interjection for like pleasure. It's like, yeah, algebraic. And I was like thinking like a nerdy little ferret just like squealing out these things, and I was like, yeah. Oh my god.
Well, you must have watched Reboot.
No, I didn't.
Oh, this is our last podcast, because I now hate you. But anyway, so a lot of the terminology they throw around in there, that just helps to kind of characterize the mid-90s. Like, computers are awesome, because they're no longer like vacuum tubes and punch cards.
For the 90s.
For the first several seasons, Enzo's like the kid. He's like the irritating little sidekick. Anyways, the thing that he says all the time is alphanumeric. Which means nothing. It really means letters and numbers, but it's just one of the things that helps identify him as a
character. Oh, you're that guy. You're the alphanumeric guy.
It's like Gosh Gee Willikers.
It means nothing, but you know, it still means something despite the fact that it means nothing.
Well, it's character flavor is what it is. And again, it's different, because when you have a TV show or a movie, you can really take a lot more time and liberty and add things into characters gradually. But if you have like a really well established character that you say write about or RP as, if somebody comes in you know, at the 11th hour after you've already written this manifesto about everything in his life, and he's like, yeah, I've got these like 12 or 13 or 15 very defining character traits, you know, it's really a lot to take in, and it's a lot to relate to.
Which brings me to my next point. Don't, like, pack your persona with so much stuff that you need, like, a magnifying glass to read the character sheet. Because, like, we all know that person. We all have seen that person on the internet. I just think it's sort of like the same person with multiple accounts all over DeviantArt and Fur Affinity and InkBunny and, like, all the little, like, you know, internet subculture websites. Like, we all know that person. They got like the one angel wing, one devil wing, 70 tattoos that all signify something, and they gotta write
they have all these like named weapons that they use, and they all have like, they all
and all the weapons names aren't pronounceable.
Yeah. Like, it's, you know what? It's totally okay to be a culture whore. Like, it's, you know what? If you really love Norse mythology and you want to be all about your character and, you know, talk about Freya and Odin and Thor and Fenrir and Jormungar and all that stuff, that's great. But you shouldn't have as many swords all named with that theme. Like, you can just kind of subtly imply it either with how they speak or the way they act, or maybe just something about them physically, you know, like a winged helmet, for example. I don't know. But there are other ways to make your characters interesting, and better ways to make your characters interesting than,
like, tacking on everything.
Then, like, walking down the aisle of character traits and just piling everything into your cart.
Yes! Oh.
It's, you know,
this has become Flynn and Barbie rant time.
No, it's not really ranting. I mean, there are lots about some of my characters as well, but say if I were to, if somebody were to be like, oh, hey, you know, do you want to RP? Or, like, back in the day when I first started and my character was just starting to get defined, it was like, well, I don't really have a whole lot of defining characteristics, so you kind of make it up as you go along and figure out what's good.
Yeah, like, through the act of RPing. Yeah, through the act of RPing, it sort of develops your character, because you sort of helped me do it with my mouse character, Dustin. Because I remember, like, he just sort of got invented when I started using him with you. I was like, hey, I got this new character, and he needs a brother, so pick a name, and then we'll just sort of, like, see what happens. And then, like, it just sort of started happening.
Incest is hot.
You said we were going to keep this PG. And
it, it is PG. I did not say anything. I haven't even said the F word yet. I just flustered you. That's all that happened there. But yeah, you know what? If you're having trouble figuring out aspects of a character, RP is a really great way to do that, especially if it's a character whose very premise you enjoy, and you're like, oh, you know, I really want to do more with this character. Like, I mean, in my mind, my little nerdy gamer ferret, I mean, I haven't used Jace in an RP in probably years, but he's still, like, he's a friend that I would very much like to have, so as as a result, like, I could RP as him very easily, because he's, you know, very much in my head. But there are other characters, I'm like, well, I never really got a chance to play with them very much, so, you know, and I haven't really written anything about them, so they're not really very well developed. So, well, while characters do need development, you have to do it kind of sparingly and intelligently, and know what's a good idea and what's a bad idea, and don't be completely married to anything.
Yes, oh my gosh, don't be married to your persona. Oh my gosh, like, it should be something that you should stick with, but don't make it so overly characterized and, like, so deep that all of a sudden you're like, well, you know, my character has 70 tattoos and, you know, has all of this stuff about them. I can't change it now. Like, I don't think that that ever should ever be a conversation that, like, happens with you and yourself. Like, that should never be an internal conversation in your head unless you're considering changing fursonas, which some people find very just sort of like, you know, oh, gosh, I can't believe you're doing that. Like, I don't think it's so bad. I think it's bad if you, like, if you change your fursona once every, like, couple of months. Like, you know, make a defined decision, like, you know, okay, you know, I'm getting all new character art, all new everything. Like, if you do that every couple of months, I'm like, come on, man, like, you just need to pick something.
Some people do have a difficult time settling. I mean, when I wasn't a Husky when I started off, and when we get to the end, if we finally get to talk about ourselves, I'll kind of, like, outline the very short path progression from where I got to where I am. But there was a time at the beginning of this year, I was like, you know, I'm not feeling the husky thing. You know, maybe I'm an otter.
Of course.
Yeah, the new husky of the fandom. Or husky's the new otter. I think husky's the new otter. Either way, probably my second favorite, or maybe my first favorite. I'm not sure. But anyway, yeah. Like, is it possible to change? Absolutely. I guess it depends how deeply you identify with your character.
Yeah,
like if you feel like your character, like, oh, it's just a character I play,
yeah,
then I can see, yeah, okay, fine, you know, change his fur color, you know, make him 58 feet tall, and, you know, various and sundry other alterations, that's fine. I couldn't see myself doing that, not only because I have art drawn of him now, but because physically, except for the fur and the tail and the snout and all that, that's me. You know, it's, I can't, I've actually become, or my Sona has become me, I should say, just with a different name and dog breath. So.
You with dog breath.
Yeah, basically. So in my case, making a change wouldn't be very easy at all. But I can see how people who aren't really wedded to their sonas can easily make that change.
Yeah. I think we're just gonna. Do you want to just skip right to talking about our personas?
I don't know. That last thing kind of bears mentioning, but I'll get through it really quickly. I promise.
The last thing that I have down.
Well, my thing was the Sephiroth thing. What was your thing?
I think yours is more important.
Okay. Yeah, so try to make your character original, but not so original that they're a complete ripoff of another character. And this usually is a product of adding them with themes of things that kind of seem cool from other media. And kind of the big one in the fandom is characters from the Sonic universe.
Sonic characters. Ooh.
Which I'm okay with for the most part, because some people actually do it intelligently. But when you're like, oh yeah, I'm just another Tails, or I'm just another Sonic, or whatever, you know, that's too derivative. That's not original enough. You really can go a little bit further to differentiate yourself. And the example that I gave to Barbs before, well, or Benji, was, I said, okay, now picture a character wearing a black coat, a long black coat, with silver pauldrons, with blue eyes, with waist-length white hair, and carrying a 10-foot-long katana. That character already exists, and his name is Sephiroth. It's not original for you to create a character that's basically a furry version of a character that already exists. You can take parts of that, like aspects of Sephiroth's outfit are really cool. Like, I really like the pauldrons. If you want to make a character that's kind of similar to that, you can give him, like, a cape and pauldrons and maybe short white hair. That's probably about as many similarities as you can have. So let good taste be your advisor here. I would personally stay away from kind of basing it too much off of already established characters, especially if they're enormously popular ones.
Like Sonic, like Sephiroth.
There's lots that have spiky hair like Cloud.
Spiky hair, everything, really.
I've seen characters that are dressed exactly like Squall. I've seen characters who are dressed like Richter Belmont with the blue surcoat and pants and high top kind of like leather doe skin boots.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's just like, guys, yes, video games are cool. They so are, and I can't wait till we do a podcast that's completely themed around video games. Probably the next one.
Yes.
But sometimes taking two good things and mashing them together does not create a better thing. So, and besides, this is the fandom where you can be anything you want to be. So really flex that imaginative muscle and you know, create yourself in furry form.
Amen.
Amen. I was thinking that as well.
Speaking of creating yourself in furry forms, let's talk about our furry forms
a little
bit. So mine, like I said before, my persona is a red wolf, usually wearing a hoodie with no pants. And
what?
that's really all I have right now. Cause,
where'd you get the name?
I think I just chose it, but like, because I liked Benjamin. But I think I felt the need to change it because one of my friends is named Ben. No, two of my friends are named Benjamin. And I was like, that'd be really weird. Like, if they came to my mind when, like, ever I was, like, doing, like, really weird things with my character. I'm like, yeah, that would be weird. So I felt, like, the need to change it in Benji. And I was like, Benji, I like it. And then the species name for a red wolf is Canis Rufus. And I was like, well, Rufus, it's kind of like, you know, a slightly uncommon name, but still not totally unheard of. I have the... Like, I had this tendency for, like, characters. I'm like, okay, I'm going to create a character. Like, I feel like I have to give them a full name And yep. Walters, I think I just sort of pulled out of my ass. I was just like, Walters, okay, yeah, that's a last name, and it doesn't sound like crap, so yeah, let me use that one.
Yeah, the phone book is great for picking out last names.
Or, oh, this is very morbid, but it's a great place to look. Cemeteries.
Yep.
It's very morbid, but, you know, I don't know how many cemeteries you guys have been at, but...
there are some really good names. Usually the better, more archaic names are all on headstones that you have to get fairly close. They're probably worn. But there's some good stuff there.
Like Gussie Manlove. Some of them are just funny.
Some of them are just funny, but not to speak ill of the dead, but yeah, there's, you know, if you've already have your character picked out, the name will comment really well. Kind of settling on the sona that you like is kind of the real big important part.
Yeah.
What else do you have to add?
Nothing really, because I don't have any art of my.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't. I need to get some, and I'm about
you
to get some.
You almost have an avatar.
I almost have an avatar. And soon,
and whose idea was it?
It was yours.
That's right.
I mean, I always intended to get one eventually. It's just you just sort of like, you know what? Well, I'm making this decision for you, you know, here. And then I was like, oh my God. And I really do love it. So thank you for getting Dorky Wolf to do that for me, because it looks awesome.
Yeah, he was like, I'm bored. I'm like, well, draw Barb's a friggin' avatar, would you? Because it really bothers me seeing his drippy little bunny silhouette.
Oh, God.
Lasai. Okay, anyway. So anything else to add?
Nothing to my persona right now, because it's sort of plain at the moment.
Plain is okay.
Yeah.
It really is.
No, it is. I'm just saying, you know, there's not a whole bunch to add. You know, I don't have, you know, tattered angel wings to signify my broken, tortured soul or something.
But understood.
You want to elaborate a little bit on yours? You said, talking about how you got the name Flynn. I kind of want to hear that story.
Sure. So this is kind of me being furry before I realized it was furry. Cause I discovered kind of like the Digimon porn fandom, and I was like, hey, this is awesome. And it's even better when, you know, they're having sex with each other instead of with the people. And they were like, well, there's this thing called furry, and you sound like one, and we're having an RP down like 5 forum sections, so you should probably join and have fun. So they were already a couple posts in, so I was looking, because I was like, this is a whole new world of information. And everybody's talking and talking and talking, and I'm like, okay, well...
Hi, guys. I'm new to this.
There's a bunch of wolves. I'm like, okay, hey, I'm a wolf too. Because I did really like wolves. I still like wolves. So I was like, hey, I'm a wolf. I'm a gray wolf. Okay. So I was RPing, and then somebody was like, well, hey, what's your name? And I was like, shit. So at the time, I was playing Peacekeepers for the SNES, which is a side-scrolling beat-em-up, which I will have to play in a game stream sometime. Because... the localization is really weird. There's actually a lot of Tron references in there. Anyways, the main-ish character, his name is Flynn. So I picked that. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to be Flynn. So that's where the name came from. And then somewhere along the lines, after I saw a Fluke picture, I do believe.
I love Fluke's art.
He does have very good art, yes. And I'll show you the picture. And there was a picture of a blue wolf. I was like, that's really cool.
I think I might know that picture.
I think you might. And actually, now that I think about it, you might be a husky. And also around the time I discovered Neopets as well, the online version of it. And there's like a little wolf version of him as well, who is also blue. I was like, oh my God, blue wolf, totally. So that's going to be me. And then... just recently, in the past, oh no, it's a little bit longer ago than that, but maybe two years ago, somebody's like, you know, you don't really seem like a wolf. I'm like, I don't? Because I'm like, you know, so in love with my sona. And they're like, no, you're way too gay. I was like, okay. They're like...
I love that that's the reason. They're like, you're kind of... big,
yeah, they're
homo.
Like, they're like, wolves are kind of a little I don't know, top-ish, and you're not really. And I'm like, but I like wolves. They're like, yeah, you're kind of more of a husky. I was like, oh my god, I love that even more. So I'm like, now I don't even have to lift my tail. It's perfect. so that's it was kind of a slow and now that I recount it, a very narrow evolution process. But then from there, I've refined it a little bit more. He's more my size. He was taller before. His head fur is a little different. He has glasses, the same kind of glasses that I do. So, it was kind of a refining down process as I went, because I didn't originally feel so attached. And now I'm like, oh my god.
Oh my god, Flynn.
I do have some pretty hot art on myself, so no.
Yeah, you do.
And then, the last name came from a Road Rovers RP that I did on the same forum, where we were kind of like the next generation. And I guess I took it upon myself to fill the German
Blitz
national representation. No, national representation only. I wasn't a faggy little bitch like
Blitz.
No. No. And actually that's where my kind of like superhero version Sona powers came from as well. It was like, oh, well, all the Road Rovers have an ability. I'm like, okay, well, I can shoot a lightning. And I was like, hey, I'm like, hey, that's actually kind of cool. And since then I've played with it a lot in a couple of RPs, and I got a pick done recently, which I really love. You can really do whatever you want with your Sona. You can really play around so much. And when you get to a point where you think, like, no, he's perfect, there's nothing else to change, something will happen, you'll be like, oh my god, it's even better and I love it more. You just can't force that to happen. When you force that to happen, you end up with Sephiroth. And people
I think I'm going to have to stop you there, because we've been going a little bit longer than we planned to go. But I wish we could go on forever, but unfortunately, Ink Bunny has limits and stuff and things, and we can't upload, I already think we're going to have to break up this podcast, so you'll probably see half of this on my Ink Bunny and half of this on Flynn's or some other format. I don't think we've totally decided, but if you've listened through this whole thing, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed listening, and come back, and we'll...
Please come back. We want to talk more.
Yes, we want to talk more. And I'm really bad at outros, but yeah. But yeah,
well,
please come back, and we would...
Well, this is the two of us, then. Nerdy as hell.
Nerdy as hell, and...
No, you hang up.
Hell.
Oh, no, you hang up. No, you hang up.
No, you hang up.
No, you stop listening.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening, and please come back to listen next time. Bye!